Welcome back to Houlton as we get set for the second round of the postseason Regional 3A playoffs tonight as Houlton hosts Perry LeCompton. We're joined now by Wildcat head coach Brooke Sparta, his team 9-0 on the season. Last week, Coach, though, your 300th game as head coach at Houlton. I didn't ask you about it last week. Does it feel like you've coached 300 high school football games as head man of the Wildcats the last 26 years?
Well, this time of the year, it feels like probably more, but, you know, it has been good, and it's been a lot of years. It takes a long time to get to 300, that's for sure.
Last week was a good victory over Santa Fe Trail, 58-18, the final score. Your team up 58-0 at halftime, and really just a tough game, one of the more serious situations that I've seen or been around on a football field prior to kickoff, of course, and had to be a little bit hard just to kind of get the guys focused, but seemed like your team came out after all of that and still played football, played pretty well last week.
Yeah, I think we did, and I think it was tough for the other team. And you have a kid go down 30 minutes before the game, and I think they figured out what was wrong. And he's at home, so that's good that everybody knows that. I think he's going to make a full recovery, from what I understand. And, you know, might not be playing much football anymore, but he's going to be okay, so that's great.
No doubt. As far as your team goes, another great night rushing. And I think a couple stats that are kind of interesting to me this year is that you've been able to maintain almost 8.5 yards per carry across the board, no matter JV, freshman, or who's in there carrying the football. Are you happy with the rushing attack and the way that you've been able to have some depth with four guys over 500 rushing yards this season and what you've been able to get done on the ground?
Well, I think it's typical. It took us 3 or 4 weeks to kind of get over the top in our offense and execute faster and a little bit better. And, you know, I think it goes to show that we're doing a good job up front. And then we have some pretty athletic guys in the backfield that have enough speed to break big plays. And we're very balanced. I just look at our stats today, and we really don't pay attention to that. But we've got, you know, 5 or 6 guys, around the 500 to 600 yard mark. So it's really hard to key on anybody in our offense.
Two things I want to mention about your defense that I've been researching the last couple days. One is, you haven't allowed a single point all season in the first quarter this year. So the start of the game, your defense, and you've only given up, I think, 4 touchdowns in the first half total of all your games this season. So the first quarter has been spectacular, the first half good. The other thing is I think you have 12 takeaways now the last 4 games. Talk about takeaways and how your defense being so good at the start of these games have helped set the tone and allowed you to play from in front.
Well, we've really struggled to get takeaways the first few weeks of the season, and I think that hurt us a little bit. And you can't count on them, but you can always work on them. And really, your defense has been a frustration for us this year. We really don't feel like we've played at the capacity that we think we can. We think in the last couple defenses, we've really taken some steps forward. But, you know, that's hard to tell without playing a really high-power, high-quality offense. So I think we're going to learn a lot on Friday night.
Perry LeCompton tonight, Coach. You played them, of course, back in week number 3, but this is a team that's won 4 out of the last 5 games that you've played against them. They've ended your season the last couple of years, both losses last season, so I'm sure you're anticipating, no matter what happened in week 3, a pretty tough battle. What are kind of keys and thoughts to this matchup with the Cavs tonight?
Well, we really know they're going to be a well-coached football team, and their quarterback has really come along, and they were a young team to start the season, so we knew that they would improve, and I think we fully expect them to be in this position towards the end of the season. So not surprised in that aspect. And then we know they're going to try some things on defense. So we've tried to prepare for everything that we've seen them do. And we just have to be consistent and finish drives on offense. And then we can't just let them hang on to the ball offensively. We're going to have to get some 3 and outs and knock some balls away and hopefully come up with some takeaways.
Final thought, Coach. I know we've talked about it the last few weeks. You've had guys dinged up. You've battled the sickness and quarantines type stuff as well. But the other thing I think that's interesting is that your team really hasn't had to play their starters through all 4 quarters of a game dating back to maybe, I don't know, week 2 or 3 against Chapman or Perry LeCompton. You haven't had a close game in the second half, really, or the fourth quarter since Nemaw Central or Chapman. Do you feel like this team is in shape and able, if needed to, as we get deeper into the playoffs here, push for all 4 quarters of a game if it gets tight?
Yeah, we did start the year in poor condition. That had a lot to do with the heat index and inability to condition and practice the way we liked. And I thought about week 3 or 4, we really started to get in good shape, and we've, you know, been in this situation before and have really paid attention in our strength and conditioning program and our conditioning program at practice to make sure these guys are ready, and I feel really good about their conditioning.
Well, best of luck tonight against Perry LeCompton. As always, Coach, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Brooks Barta, head man for the Wildcats. The Holton pregame show continues after this timeout here on the Holton Channel.